祷告。
Lord, we're very thankful for the promises of God.
我们非常感谢神的应许。
You have given us the Bible, you've given us the Spirit of God to teach us, and you've given us teachers to guide us. For all of these, we give much thanks.
我们感谢您赐给我们话语，赐给圣灵教导我们，也感谢您赐给我们圣经教师来引导我们。我们为这一切都感恩。
Now in our need, Lord, we turn to thee again, and we ask that you will bless us as we consider the truths of God together tonight.
我们带着需要再次的转向你，求您今天晚上教导我们一起来学习您的真理。
May we hear, may we believe, may we obey. That is our great objective.
我们的伟大的这个目标就是让我们能够听见，让我们能够明白，并能让我们顺服。
So teach us again, we pray in Jesus' name.
我们求您再次的教导我们，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning to you, brothers and sisters in China.
欢迎在中国的弟兄姐妹们，大家上午好。
And good evening to those in North America.
那在北美的弟兄姐妹们，祝大家晚上好。
We're continuing our studies of the dispensations of Scripture.
那我们在今天呢，继续学习就是圣经里面的不同的时代。
God has dealt with mankind in different ways in different times.
那神在不同的时期呢，用不同的方式来对待人。
Although salvation, individual salvation has always been by faith in God's promises.
那尽管呢，每一个就是得救的个人呢，一个一个的得救都是靠着相信神而得救的。
Now, if you would just open and put the chart up for us, please, Yanling.
Okay.
We're coming now to the fifth dispensation, the dispensation of law.
我们今天呢讲第五个时代呢，就是律法时代。
This is the longest dispensation lasting more than 1500 years.
那这是最长的一个时代啊，已经延续了那1500年。
And the time that it spans is from the Exodus up until the time of Christ.
它这个时间跨度呢，是从出埃及记一直到基督再来，基督第一次来。
Now, each dispensation, there is four main features.
那在每一个时代呢，都有四个主要的特点。
There we see on the chart on the lower left, we'll see the word dispensation, and below it we have these four main features.
我们看这个表的左下角，这个第一个英文单词呢，dispensation就是时代的意思，然后下面呢，有四个小项，就是每一个时代的四个主要的方面。First
of all, man is given a new responsibility, dispensed by God.
那首先呢，就在每一个时代，神都给予人一个新的责任，希望人能够去履行的。
Then we find that man fails. Each time he fails to completely obey God's responsibilities given to him.
然后我们就看到人的失败，在每一个时代呢，人都没有完全的顺服神给他的这个责任，都失败了。In
every case, God warns man of judgment if he disobeys, and he must, as God is righteous, must bring judgment.
然后在每一个时代呢，神都警告人，当人悖逆的时候都警告人，然后最后因着他的公义呢，他也不得不降下审判。But
God in His grace, He continues with man, and He opens up a new dispensation with new criteria.
但是神呢，每一次都因着他的恩典呢，都是使人类能够继续往前走，他会赐给人恩典，让人可以进到一个新的时代，用一个新的标准，一个新的方法来对待人。
Now, these studies, they are quite involved. We are not just preaching from the top of our head. We have examined the scriptures, and I make no apology that tonight will be the same. We're going to look at a lot of scriptures to be able to prove that this dispensation is actually something in scripture we can learn from.
那我们这个学习呢，不是表面的、肤浅的这个笼统的学习。我们每一个时代里面都讲的非常的详细，我们都要查考很多的圣经。那我们今天也是一样，我并不因为这个要需要向大家道歉啊，就是我觉得应该需要翻很多的圣经。我们来看，就是每一个时代里面我们能够学到的东西。Now
this dispensation of law, it follows the dispensation of promise.
那我们这个律法时代呢，是紧接着应许时代后面的一个时代。
Now these two dispensations are very closely linked together.
那这两个时代呢，是紧密相连的。So
I'm first going to give you a review of the dispensation of promise.
那首先呢，我们先来简要的回顾一下应许时代。So
you can take the chart down now, and we'll just continue on here as we go. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 12 again.
我们现在先翻到创世纪的12章，先回顾一下上个时代。
Genesis chapter 12, and we read just the first three verses.
我们就读前三节。
Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、富家，往我所要指示你的地区。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。被你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”
Now notice these promises are unconditional.
我们要注意，这些应许是无条件的。
The only thing that Abram had to do was to leave his country.
那亚伯兰所需要做的唯一的一件事呢，就是离开他原来的国家。
And so we find there in verse 4 that Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him.
然后我们在第四节呢，就看到亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
And then later we read that this promise that he made, that he confirmed it with a covenant, chapter 15 and verse 18.
然后我们再往后翻，看到这个15章的18节呢，这里面就神就用约的方式，又把他给亚伯拉罕的这个应许再次的确立。On
the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates.
15章18节，当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约说，我已赐给你的后裔从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地。And
if that was not enough, God confirmed this with an oath.
那神觉得这还不够，他后来又发誓再次的确定这个应许。Chapter
22 and verse 16.
创世纪的22章的16节。
And he said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of your enemies, in your seed all the nations shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
我们看22章的16节到18节。耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And because Abraham did not withhold his son through whom the seed would comeGod swore an oath that in the future, regardless of what would happen, he would fulfill those promises made to Abraham.
那正因为亚伯拉罕没有留下他的儿子不给神呢，虽然这个儿子是神应许将来那个后裔要从他出的，但是亚伯拉罕还是把他献出去了，因为他做了这样的事，所以神发誓说他。无论将来发生什么事，无论什么样的情况，他都会应验他给亚伯拉罕的应许。
Now the promise was not only to give Abraham and his descendants the land and to bless them, but the most importantly, he promised the seed of the woman would come through Abraham.
所以这个应许呢，不仅是应许亚伯拉罕他的后裔啊，他们会有他会有很多的后裔，以及他们会有一块土地，一个国家。更重要的是呢，他应许那个女人的后裔会从亚伯拉罕而出。
Again, in verse 18, we see in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
这就是十八节说的，他说地上万国都必因你的后裔得福。
Now that was long time in the future. He didn't know when that would happen.
那这个是在很远很远的将来才会发生的事。亚伯拉罕当时并不知道什么时候才会发生。
But those promises, they were actually fulfilled.
但是这个应许呢，其实已经应验了。
And really, it's an extension of a promise that was made in the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve had sinned.
Sorry, Eric, I didn't get you.
That the promise of the coming seed was an extension of the promise made through the woman, that the seed of the woman would destroy the serpent's head.
Okay. 那在伊甸园的时候呢，神曾应许就是女人将来有一个女人的后裔会击伤蛇的头。那在这里呢，给亚伯拉罕的这个关于他的后裔的应许呢，是对亚当夏娃这个女人的后裔的应许的一个延展。
And in the previous dispensations, we've traced the line of the seed that first of all came through Seth when Abel was killed, then through Noah, and then through Abraham.
那我们在学前几个时代的时候呢，我们曾经追溯过这个女人的后裔的这支血脉啊，是最早是从赛特，就是亚伯死了以后取代亚伯的那个近前的儿子赛特开始的，然后再到挪亚，然后又传给亚伯拉罕。
Paul gives us some information in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16.
那保罗呢，在加拉太书的三章十六节呢，给了我们一些解释。
Now, Galatians chapter 3, verse 16.
加拉太书三章十六节。
And Paul is to the writing to the Galatians, and he is referring to that promise that was made to Abraham, and he identifies that seed as Christ himself.
那保罗在这里呢，就指的那个应许，就是指刚才我们读到的神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许，然后他也指出来，就是说的这个亚伯拉罕的这个后裔是指谁。
Now, verse 16 says, Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ.
十六节所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指着一个人，就是基督。
So the line of the seed was now entrusted to one man and one man's family.
所以现在这个女人的后裔这个血脉啊，就托付给了亚伯拉罕以及他的家人。
And that promise made to Abraham, it was repeated to Isaac, and then to Jacob, and then to all his descendants.
那给亚伯拉罕的这个约呢，或者说应许呢，在这个以撒那里重新被建立。然后在雅各那里又被重生又被建立，后面给他所也以及给他所有的后裔。
Turn then to Genesis 17 and verse 7.
我们翻到创世纪的十七章的七节。
And I will establish my covenant between me and you, that is to Abraham, and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you.
我要与你并你世世代代的后裔建立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。
So that was this everlasting promise that was made. And this I use for the introduction because it comes into our next dispensation and plays a prominent role in God's dealings with Israel under law.
那这个刚才读的那个就是跟亚伯拉罕立的这个永远的约或者永远的应许，那我这个呢是作为今天这个律法时代的前面的一个简介，因为这个和后面他在这个约在后面神在律法时代对待以色列人的时候呢是发挥了重要的作用。
Now to continue with the story of Abraham under promise, we come to their failure.
然后我们上次就接着讲了，就是亚伯拉罕在这个应许之约之下呢，他们都继续往前发展呢，他们就都失败了。
And the failure was to stay in the land that God had promised.
他们的失败呢，体现在他们没有坚守在神应许给他们的这片迦南地上。
First, Abram goes down to Egypt with the result that he brings back Hagar, whom bears him Ishmael, who becomes the enemy of Israel down through the years, even to today.
那首先呢是亚伯拉罕去了埃及，他从埃及呢带回了使女夏甲，那从夏甲生出来的这个以实玛利这个儿子呢，从此就世世代代做了以色列人的仇敌。
And we find Jacob too. He left the land because of his sin in lying to his father.
然后我们看雅各呢，他也离开了这片土地，他离开这片土地是因为他对他父亲撒谎犯了罪不得不离开。
And he stole the birthright of his brother and invoked his great anger.
因为他偷了他哥哥这个长子的名分，导致他哥哥非常的生气。
And later the 12 sons of Jacob, they, or not the 12 sons, but 10 sons of Jacob,they sinned by trying to get rid of their brother Joseph, and they sold him out of the land down to Egypt.
然后我们后面看这个雅各的十个儿子，就是约瑟的十个哥哥，他们犯了罪。他们犯罪在于他们想要把约瑟除掉，然后把他卖到埃及去做奴隶了。
And they ended up staying in Egypt, and then eventually coming into slavery in Egypt and under bondage to the Egyptian.
那后来整个这个雅各的子子孙孙他们都去了这个埃及，并在埃及呢做了奴役，在法老的奴役之下。
But God comes to his people and he redeems them by the blood of the Passover lamb out of Egypt.
但是神呢顾念他的民呢，所以他在逾越节接着这个羔羊的血把他们从埃及救出出来了。
And he delivers them from the power of their enemy by drowning the Egyptians in the Red Sea.
那同时呢，他也在红海通过把他追以色列人的这个埃及的追兵都淹死呢，也使以色列人从仇敌的手中呢被救出来。
And he brings them to himself in the wilderness and feeds them with manna from on high.
然后神就把他们带到旷野，并且用从天上降下的玛纳来喂养他们。
Now were they ready is the question. Were they ready to inherit all those promises and blessings that were given to Abraham?
那现在的问题是他们准备好了吗? 他们准备好来接受和继承所有神在这个给亚伯拉罕的应许中要赐给他们的所有的祝福了吗?
They weren't ready. God was going to put them to the test.
他们其实没有准备好, 神要给他们一个测验。
Now God tests man not to find out for himself what is in man, but so that man might know their own hearts and their failings.
所以神给人一个测试啊, 不是因为神想知道人是怎么样的, 而是让人看到他们, 让人知道自己里头是怎样的。
Now turn with me to Exodus chapter 19.
我们看到，我们去翻到出埃及记的十九章。
And we pick up the story there of the children of Israel having been redeemed out of Egypt, safe from their enemies, brought into the very presence of the Lord Himself.
那在这里面呢，我们他们的当时的状态呢，就是神已经把他们从埃及救出来了，也让他们远离他们的敌人，他们现在都是安全的，而且在旷野呢，一直都跟神同在，在神的面前。
And we read in chapter 19 and verse 1.
我们读十九章的一节。
In the third month, after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day, they came to the wilderness of Sinai. For they had... Go ahead.
以色列人出埃及地以后,满了三个月的那一天,就来到西乃的旷野。
And in verse 2, it says, For they had departed from Rephidim, had come to the wilderness of Sinai, and camped there in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountain.
第二节,他们离了利非定,来到西乃的旷野,就在那里的山下安营。所以现在以色列人都在山下住下来了,安营扎寨了。
Now, previous to this, God had gone before them.
那在此之前呢,神都走在他们的前面。
But now he's going to come down into their very midst.
那在这个时点呢,神要下来,来到他们中间来。
And we read in verse 3, And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. And how I bore you on eagle's wings, and I brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
我们来读十九章的三到六节。摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，小谕以色列人说：我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了；且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。”
So the Lord now is preparing them to come back into the land to inherit all their blessings.
所以现在神开始预备他们要重新回到他们的那个应许之地来承受一切的祝福了。And
he reminds them of how he has brought them out of Egypt.
而且神提醒他们当初神是怎么样把他们从埃及带出来。
He says, You saw what I did to the Egyptians.
他这里说，他说我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。And
it was always he had carried them on eagle's wings. They had not had to fight. They had not done anything. He had brought them to himself, as it were, on eagle's wings.
然后神用的方式呢，就是像把他们驮在这个鹰的翅膀上一样的，他们完全不用去征战，一切都是神所做的。
But now he is going to test them.
现在呢, 神要, 试验他们了。
He says in verse 5,
第五节,
he introduces a condition.
他这里面提出了一个条件。
He says, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people.
他这里说,你们若实在听从我的话,遵守我的约,就要在万民中做属我的子民。Previous
to this, it was unconditional. He had promised Abraham that he would bless him, that he would make him great, that all his descendants would inherit the land forever.
那在此之前呢,神给亚伯拉罕的应许都是无条件的,神说,我要祝福你,我要让你为大,让你的子孙承受这块土地,等等这些都是无条件的。
Now he introduces for them a condition.
但是现在呢,神跟他们提出了一个条件。
He says, if you obey, then you will be a special people. But he's already promised that they would be a special people.
这里说,如果你们听从我的话的话,你们才能做属我的子民。但是神已经应许他们就是神的子民了呀。
What should their response have been?
那他们应该有的反应应该是怎么样的呢?
If they had remembered what they were and how they had failed, they would have known what was in their hearts, that they could not follow and keep the Lord's covenant all the time.
如果他们记得他们是什么样的人,记得他们是曾经是怎么失败的话,他们应该从心底里就承认他们是没有办法听从神的话,没有办法遵守神的约的。
They should have said, oh Lord, but you promised all those promises to our father Abraham. We can't do it of ourselves. Please, Lord, do it of your grace and your mercy according to your promises.
那他们应该这样回应,他们应该对神说,哦,神啊,你这些你都已经应许给我们的祖先亚伯拉罕了呀,我们靠自己是做不了的。他们应该跟神说,你应该完全凭着你的恩典,凭着你的应许来成就这事,而不是靠着我们去做。
But instead, what is their response?
但他们不是这样的,相反,他们是怎么回应的呢?
Verse 7 and 8.
我们看第七和第八节。
So Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and he laid before them all the words which the Lord commanded him. And then all the people answered together and said, all the Lord has spoken, we will do.
我们看第七、第八节,摩西去召了民间的长老来,将耶和华所吩咐他的话,都在他们面前陈明,百姓都同声回答说,凡耶和华所说的,我们都要遵行。They
had not even heard yet the terms of the law.
其实他们那时候都还没有听见,就是这个律法的条款到底是什么。But
they had put themselves under the law with by presumptuous. Presumptuous response that they made.
但是呢,他们还没有拿到律法的具体条款,他们就已经把自己放在律法之下了,他们已经提前答应了。Now
they become responsible to keep all the law, or they will forfeit the blessings.
现在他们就已经有这样的,把自己放到这个责任之下,什么责任?就是他们必须遵守。 律法了,否则他们如果遵守不好律法的话,他就得不到这些祝福了。And
Moses, when he was preparing the nation to go into the land that was promised to Abraham after the 40 years, he makes mention again of this time when they put themselves under law.
那摩西呢,在旷野里面,用花了40年时间预备这以色列民,然后准备好要进迦南地之前呢,他又重新让他们回想起他们曾经答应的,跟神答应的这个条件。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
我们翻到生命记的五章。
I'm sorry, I had the wrong reference written down here.
他在那个笔记上记下来的那个章节错了, 所以花了点时间找到生命记的五章。
You recall how that a whole generation had perished in the wilderness, and it was a new generation now that was ready to go into the land to inherit those promises.
那生命经五章的这个时候呢，老的一代呢已经都在旷野中死去了，现在新的一代起来了，他们已经预备好要进这个应许之地了。And so
Moses, he reviews the Ten Commandments for them in chapter 5, verses 1 to 21.
在五章的一到二十一节呢，摩西又跟他们重申了这个，重新回顾了这个十诫。
And in verse 22, he continues.
然后在22节呢，他继续说，
These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly in the mountain from the midst of the fire, the cloud, the thick darkness, with a loud voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. And so it was, when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire, that you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And you said, Surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness. And we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. And we have seen this day that God speaks with man, yet man still lives. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and lived? You go near, Moses, and hear what the Lord our God may say, and tell us all that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear and do it.
我们从22节一直读到27节，这些话是耶和华在山上从火中、云中、幽暗中大声晓谕你们全会众的。此外，并没有天别的话，他就把这话写在两块石板上交给我了。那时火焰烧山，你们听见从黑暗中出来的声音，你们支派中所有的首领和长老都来就近我说：“看哪，耶和华我们神将他的荣光和他的大能显给我们看。” 我们又听见他的声音从火中出来。今日我们得见神与人说话，人还存活。现在这大火将要烧灭我们，我们何必冒死呢？若再听见耶和华我们神的声音，就必死亡。凡属血气的，曾有何人听见永生神的声音从火中出来向我们听见还能存活呢？求你近前去听耶和华我们神所要说的一切话，将他对你说的话都传给我们，我们就听从遵行。
And so the people had seen how terrible the awesome majesty of God was. They couldn't stand near the mountain and hear his voice, but they still said that you tell us what he said and we will do it.
掌权的神呢，他的这个可怕，就是这个公义的这个可怕，他们都甚至都不能站立，但是呢，他们还是说，对摩西说，将他对你说的话都传给我们，我们就听从遵行。And
then the Lord heard that.
那神也听见了他们这么说了。Verse
28 and 29.
28和29节。
Then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me. And the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They are right in all that they have spoken. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
28-29节，你们对我说的话，耶和华都听见了。耶和华对我说，这百姓的话我听见了，他们所说的都是，唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。
It was the Lord's desire that they would answer that way. It was his desire that they would have a heart to follow the Lord and fear him and obey him.
所以这是神表达他的愿望啊，他真的盼望人呢，有这样的心，能够敬畏他，能够顺服他，遵守他的诫命，盼望人能真的是像他们所说的那样去做。
And that's what he has a desire for each one of us. Oh, that they might have a desire in their hearts to follow me and obey me.
所以这也是神对我们每一个人的心愿了，他对我们每个人都说，哦，真的盼望你能够存这样的心，敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命。
But they didn't know what was in their hearts.
但是他们不知道他们心里是怎样的。
Their hearts, as the history will tell, they broke those laws over and over and over again.
但是历史会告诉他们，也告诉我们，他们一遍一遍又一遍的违反了这些律法。
Now God actually gave Israel 613 laws.
那神呢，实际上给了以色列人613条律法。
They were called sometimes statutes or judgments, commandments.
那有的时候又管它叫律例，叫诫命，叫命令等等。
And James tells us that if one law is broken, then all of them are broken.
那雅各告诉我们呢，如果你违反了一条诫命呢，你就是等于违反了所有的诫命。
James chapter 2, verse 10.
雅各书的二章十节。
For whoever shall keep the whole law, yet stumbles in one point, he's guilty of all.
雅各书的二章十节，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
Now those laws, they included the Ten Commandments, the great moral laws that were given on Mount Sinai.
那这些613条律法呢，包括十诫，那十诫呢是在西乃山上给下的最高的这个最重要的这个道德的律条。
But those laws also covered what they should eat, and their relationship with their neighbors, how they should treat their animals.
那同时呢，这些律法600多条律法呢，也包括他们该吃什么东西，他们怎么跟灵舍维持什么样的关系，跟动物之间又是什么样的关系，都讲了。
Those laws are the most righteous laws that have ever been given to a nation.
那这些律法呢，是曾经给过的给到一个民族啊最公义的律法。
But as James said, if you break one law, then you're guilty of all.
但是雅各说了，如果你在一条上跌倒的，在一条律法上跌倒的话，你就犯了众条。
And the history, as you read through from Exodus all the way through to Malachi, the history of Israel is one long record of persistently breaking the laws of God.
但是如果你读这个历史啊，从出埃及记一直读到马拉基书啊，你就看到这是一个很长的一个历史的记录，就是记录这个以色列人不断的、持续的违背律法。
Why, even when Moses is up on the mountain receiving the laws of God, they had already broken the first commandment. They had made a golden calf and were committing idolatry.
那甚至摩西还在西乃山上跟神在一起的时候呢，那山下的百姓就已经违反了第一条律法，他们就造了一个金牛犊，就是违反了第一条不能有别的神的这条律的十诫里的第一诫。
Now we could we could trace the history all through the scriptures and point various places, but there have been some writers that have done this for us.
当然我们也可以追溯这个圣经里面记载的以色列历史，把他们违反律法的这个点，这个地方都把它找出来，但是已经有一些这个作者呢，已经替我们做了这个事情。Asaph,
a writer in the time of Solomon, he gave a history of Israel's.
在所罗门时代有个叫Hesaph的人呢，他写下了以色列人的历史。
And so let's read a little of Asaph's account of the history of the nation's failure to keep the Lord's commandments.
我们来读一下就这个人写的这个以色列这个民族在遵守神的律法上的这个失败的历史。
Psalm 78.
诗篇的78篇。
Psalm 78, and we'll read from verse 40 to
43.
This whole psalm is a history of the nation's failure and the Lord's grace.
整个这个诗篇呢，都是记录这个以色列人在神的恩典之下的失败的这个历史。
Psalm 78, verse 40. Here he outlines what they had done in the wilderness, how they had tested the Lord.
这里面呢，他概括的讲了一下他们在这个旷野的时候是怎么试探神的，怎么背逆他的。How
often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes. Again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power the day when he redeemed them from the enemy, when he worked his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan.
他们在旷野背逆他，在荒地叫他担忧，何其多呢？他们再三试探神，惹动以色列的圣者。他们不追念他的能力和赎他们脱离敌人的日子。他怎样在埃及地显神迹，在所安田显启示。How
the Lord had cared for them all the way through the wilderness, how he had fed them with angels' food, given them meat with the quails every evening, and how he had given them water out of the rock.
所以在神在旷野里是怎么用天上的降下来的天使的粮喂养他们，怎么给他们吃那个鹌鹑在傍晚的时候淋到这个地面上，又是怎么从磐石中出水给他们的。
He had protected them from all their enemies round about.
然后神也在旷野保护他们，从这个周围的这些敌人的攻击中保护他们。
Their clothes did not wear out, and their shoes, they didn't wear out.
他们的衣服没有穿破，鞋也没有穿破。
And yet it says they continually provoked him and grieved him at his heart in the wilderness.
但是四十节说，即使神为他们做了这么多事，但他们依然持续的在旷野背逆他，在荒地叫他担忧。
And then when he finally brought them into the land that he had promised to Abraham, were they any more faithful there?
那最后神呢，终于把他们带进了这个迦南地，带进了他应许给亚伯拉罕的那块土地。那他们在那片土地上，是不是对神更加忠诚了呢？
Read from verse 54.
我们从54节开始看，还是这个诗篇78篇。
And he brought them to his holy border. That is, he brought them out of the wilderness to the very border of Israel.
他带他们到自己圣地的边界，这个说明他们神已经。 把他们马上要带出旷野了，已经来到这个应许之地的这个边界上了。This
mountain, he says, which his right hand had acquired.
然后到他右手所得的这山地。
And he says he in verse 55, he also drove out the nations before them, allotted them an inheritance by survey, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents.
55节, 他在他们面前赶出外邦人, 用绳子将外邦的地量给他们为业, 叫以色列支派的人住在他们的帐篷里。
And so we have, he brought them into their land, just as he promised, under Joshua, and defeated all their enemies before them.
所以神按照他的应许啊, 他让他们在约书亚的带领下, 带他们进到了, 这应许之地, 而且, 赶走了, 地上, 那个地上所有的这个敌人。
And they possessed the land.
然后他们现在已经占据了这块土地。
And as Joshua put it, there in Joshua chapter 24,
我们看约书亚是怎么说的啊, 在约书亚记的24章。
And verse
14,
14, he says, behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one word of them has failed.
Verse 14?
Yes, 23:14. Sorry, 20, oh, oh. Chapter 23:14. Sorry.
23章的14节. 我现在要走世人必走的路, 你们是一心一意的知道, 耶和华你们神所应许赐福于你们的话, 没有一句落空, 都应验在你们身上了。
So nothing had failed, but what was their response? Back to Psalm 78 again.
所以神呢, 他应许的, 他一件都没有落下, 都应验了, 都做到了。 那我们看以色列人是怎么回应的呢? 我们再回到诗篇的78篇。
Again, verse 55.
再回到这个55节。
He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them an inheritance by survey, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents, that is, in the land.
他在他们面前赶出外邦人, 用绳子将外邦的地量给他们为业, 叫以色列支派的人住在他们的帐篷里, 就这时候以色列人已经住在这个应许之地上了。
But what did they do?
那他们怎么做的呢? 他们做了什么呢?
It says, yet they tested and provoked the Most High God, and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their carved images. And when God heard this, he was furious and greatly abhorred Israel.
我们看56到59节。 他们仍旧试探悖逆至高的神，不守他的法度，反倒退后行诡诈，像他们的祖宗一样。他们改变如同翻倍的弓，因他们的秋坛惹了他的怒气，因他们雕刻的偶像触动他的愤恨。神听见就发怒，极其憎恶以色列人。Now,
God had not failed, but the children of Israel had failed.
神没有失败，但是以色列子民他们失败了。
Now, Nehemiah is another writer that gives us a summary of Israel's failures in the land of Israel, within the promised land.
那尼希米呢,是另外一个作者啊,他也简要的回顾了以色列人在应许之地上度过的这段时间,他们的失败。
In verse 25, of Nehemiah chapter 9.
尼希米记的这个9章的25节。
We read, and they took strong cities and a rich land and possessed houses full of goods, cisterns already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and grew fat, delighted themselves in their in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you, cast your law behind their backs, and killed your prophets who testified against them to turn them to yourself. And they worked great provocations. Therefore, you delivered them into the hand of their enemies who oppressed them. And in the time of trouble, they cried to you. You heard from heaven, and according to your abundant mercies, you gave them deliverers who saved them from the hand of their enemies.
肥美的地土充满各样美物的房屋凿成的水井葡萄园橄榄园并许多果木树他们就吃而得饱身体肥胖因你的大恩心中快乐然而他们不顺从竟背叛你将你的律法丢在背后杀害那劝他们归向你的众先知大大惹动你的怒气所以你将他们交在敌人的手中磨难他们他们遭难的时候哀求你你就从天上垂听照你的大怜悯赐给他们拯救者救他们脱离敌人的手
Now, their failures continue. You can continue this, the account that Nehemiah, this great leader of God's people, who led a few people back into the land after the Lord had taken them into exile because of their idolatry.
那大家可以继续读这个尼希米他后面讲的这些话他继续在回顾以色列人的失败那尼希米是谁呢他是当时带领一小部分这个被掳的人从巴比伦回来重建这个耶路撒冷城墙的那个以色列人的领袖
Now we might ask ourselves, the children of Israel, they had said all that the Lord had said, we will do.
我们可能会问自己,那以色列人他们不是说了吗?他们对神说,凡神所说的我们都要遵行。
And the Lord had said to them, if you obey my voice, then you will be a people that I will bless.
然后神也说了,你们若听我的话,遵守我的诫命,那我就要祝福你,让你们成为属我的子民。
And when we read all through those times of the judges, the kings, and the prophets that came, and how they killed the prophets and turned away from the Lord, the question, the big question that comes is, why? Why did God, why was God so merciful? Why was he so long-suffering?
但当我们回顾一下看到这个他们的士师时代在看到他们的列王时代那神一遍遍的派下先知来提醒他们警告他们他们却把那个先知杀死 那我们读完这一大段历史的时候,我们就会心里有一个疑问,就是为什么神这么有怜悯,有恩典呢?
They were a people that were under a curse.
他们是在咒诅之下的民呢?
Because it says, cursed is everyone who does not do all the things written in the law.
因为圣经说了,凡是没有行权写下来的这个律法的人,他们都是受咒诅的。
Yet time and time again, the Lord chastened his people, but he didn't cast them away.
那一次一次呢,神虽然管教他的子民,但是却没有把他们赶出去。
That's not a lesson for us.
这是不是也是对我们来说能学到一个功课呢?
How tender and how long-suffering the Lord is with every one of us.
就是神呢,我们可以从中看出神对我们每一个人是多么的有忍耐,多么的温柔。But
this dispensation of law lasted 1400 years.
但是这个律法时代持续了1400多年。And
the Lord, all through that time, in his mercy and in his grace, he still cared for his people.
然后神在这么长的时间里面,因着他的怜悯和恩典,他始终看顾他的子民。
Why then is the question? Why is he so long-suffering?
那问题就是,为什么神这么有忍耐呢?
Well, First of all, he knows what we are.
Again, 那首先呢, 他知道我们是怎么样的。
Again, Psalm 78.
我们再回到诗篇的78篇。
And verse
38
and
39.
38和39节。 It says here, but he, being full of compassion, he forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again.
但他有怜悯，赦免他们的罪孽，不灭绝他们。 而且屡次消他的怒气，不发尽他的愤怒。他想到他们不过是血气，是一阵去而不返的风。So
the first reason that he's so long suffering is that he knows man's weakness.
所以神是如此恒久忍耐的第一个原因呢，就是他知道人的软弱。There
were some that had a heart for God.
因为还是有人呢，他们的心是朝向神的。
But even the best of them, like David, Solomon, and others, they were weak.
即使像大卫、所罗门这样的人呢，那他们也是软弱的。
And when they cast their souls upon the Lord was merciful.
当他们把他们的灵魂交在神的手里的时候，神就怜悯他们了。
But there's another reason that the Lord is so long suffering.
那神这么忍耐，恒久忍耐的还有一个原因。
Back to Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter.
我们再翻到申命记的八章。
And it was a this is the purpose of God of bringing them in the wilderness to begin with.
这是神就一开始要把他们带到旷野当中的目的。
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
Verse 2, yes. 第二节，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这40年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
And then he goes on, so he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
然后他接着说，在第三节，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。No,
he led them into the wilderness, and he tested them there, so that they might be humbled to realize that they don't live by themselves, to know their hearts, and to know that only life comes from God himself.
所以在这里面解释就是神把他们带到旷野试炼他们，是要让他们知道，是让他们谦卑，也知道他们自己心内如何，也让他们知道人不是靠自己才能活着的，是要靠神，这生命是从神那里来的。
But there's another reason why he was so long suffering with them.
那神呢对他们如此忍耐呢，还有另外第三个原因。
And that is that he had made unconditional promises to Abraham.
这个原因就是他因为已经跟亚伯拉罕许下了这个无条件的应许。
And even though they put themselves under law, the unconditional promises made to Abraham still held.
那即使呢，以色列人把自己放在律法之下，但是神跟亚伯拉罕所许下的这个无条件的应许呢，还是在那里的，还是生效的。Galatians
3:17 and 18.
加拉太书的3章17、18两节。
Galatians 3, verse 17. And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, that is after the promise made to Abraham, the law which came 400 years later cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect.
17节我是这么说，神预先所立的约，这个所立的约呢，就是跟亚伯拉罕所立的那个无条件的约，不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。
So before 430 years before the children of Israel put themselves under law, God had made the promise to Abraham, and that promise could not be annulled.
所以以色列人把自己放在律法之下的430年前，神就已经跟亚伯拉罕立了这个无条件的约了，所以这个无条件的约呢是不能废弃的。
And then he says something startling in verse 18.
然后我们再看18节啊，是让我们很震惊的一句话。
He says, for if the inheritance is of the law, it's no longer of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise.
因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许，但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
God never intended that the law would be the means by which the nation of Israel would be blessed.
因为神从一开始啊，他就没有指望以色列人是通过守律法能够得他的祝福的。
Every dispensation, there is a test to prove this very point, that in man, there is no good and no ability to please God in the flesh.
所以每一个时代之所以有一个试验呢，它都是指向它的目的都指向一点，就是要告诉人们我们里面毫无良善，我们人靠自己是在靠自己的肉体是没有办法取悦神的。
So God, time after time after time, he tested the children of Israel. They failed.And then, in grace, he establishes them again, time after time.
所以神呢就一次一次的试验以色列人，然后他们失败，然后神又把他们扶起来，然后一次一次都是这样的。
During the time of the judges, for example.
举个例子，比如在士师时代。
The children of Israel were warned to obey the Lord and not to have contact with the Canaanites in the land or anything to do with their idols.
神呢警告以色列人呢，他们要要守律法，他们不要和这个当地的这个迦南人呢有任何的联系，混居，不能跟他们的这个偶像啊有任何的沾染。
But they sinned and they began to worship the idols of the heathen.
但是呢他们犯罪了，他们就开始拜这些外邦的偶像了。
And God then allowed oppressors to come into the land and oppress the children of Israel.
然后这个时候呢，神就会许可一些敌人仇敌来压制他们。
And then the children of Israel would cry out in their distress, and the Lord would send them a deliverer, a judge.
然后这个时候呢，以色列人就会在困苦中呢呼求神，神就会派一个士师来，就是一个拯救的人来拯救他们。
And the judge would deliver the children of Israel from out of the hand of their enemies.
然后这个士师呢就会把他们从带领以色列人把他们从这个敌人的压制中救出来。
And then when they would serve the Lord all the days of the judges.
然后他们
of the judge.
然后他们就在这个士师的带领下，在士师活着的这段时间呢，服侍神。
And then when the judge died, the same pattern was repeated.
那等这个士师一死呢，那整个循环又开始了，他们又开始重复原来的老路了。
And it is such a repetition that finally, they ask for a king.
然后他们就在这样的模式里啊，就循环里一遍一遍重复呢，最后呢他们就要求一个王。
God gave them a king after their own hearts.
然后神呢就给了他们一个王，而且是按照他们自己他们自己的心意给他们一个王。
And he proved a failure.
然后这个王呢就是扫罗王，也证明是个失败的。
Finally, God gave them a king after his own heart.
然后最后呢神按照神的心意赐给了他们一个王。
And then the kings, they failed. God sent prophets. The people disregarded the prophets and killed them.
然后后面呢大卫以后的这个诸王啊他们都失败了，然后神呢也派先知来警告他们，然后他们把先知也都杀了。
Until finally, God stopped talking to the people.
然后直到最后呢神就不对他们的不对他的子民说话了。
And Malachi ends his prophecy. You'll notice Malachi chapter 4.
然后马拉基书的四章啊，就是到这里呢，这个先知说话就说完了。
And he talks there in verse 5 and 6.
四章马拉基书的四章的五节六节。
This ends the Old Testament.
那这两节经文呢，就结束了整个旧约。
There's a promise that Elijah the prophet would come before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
他说看了在耶和华大而可畏之日来未到以前我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
The day of the Lord was a dreadful day when God is going to strike down all his enemies.
这个耶和华大而可畏之日啊就是神要击败他的一切仇敌的日子。
It's not a day to look forward to.
这不应该是我们盼望的一个日子。
And he says, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse.
第六节，我必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
And so the dispensation of law ends. The last prophet, his last word,is the word curse.
所以这个律法时代啊最终的结束就是在最后一个先知的最后一句说的这个预言的话结束的这句话最后的一句话居然是一个咒诅。
And God leaves his people without a voice.
然后从这开始呢神就再也不说话了不对他的子民说话了。
400 years go by.
然后直到400年过去了。
And if you can read the history of that 400 years, it's written in many places.
大家可以读一下这400年神不说话的这400年的历史啊，很多地方都记载了。
The children of Israel, they were under one Gentile dominion after another.
然后这400年里面以色列人就在一个又一个的这个外邦的政权的统治之下。
There are many, many, many difficulties andPersecutions.
那很多的患难呢，很多的逼迫。
But finally, Abraham's promise kicks in.
但是最后这给亚伯拉罕的这个应许啊，终于又开始启动了。
Abraham's promise, his promise was that your seed would come and be a blessing, not a curse, be a blessing to all the earth.
所以给亚伯拉罕的应许是你的后裔啊将要来祝福全地不是来咒诅全地的是来祝福全地的。
Galatians 4:4.
我们看到看这个加拉太书的四章四节。
It says, but when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman,born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
第四、第五节，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And Christ came.
基督来了。
He came to fulfill the law.
他是来呢, 行权律法的。
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17.
我们看, 马太福音的5章17节。
Where Israel had disobeyed the prophets, they had broken his law. The Lord Jesus says in verse 17.
那以色列人呢是 悖逆律法的，他们是不听先知的话的。
He said, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
但是耶稣说,莫想我来要废掉律法和先知,我来不是要废掉,乃是要成全。
The Lord Jesus was the one who came according to all that the prophets had prophesied.
所以主耶稣基督就是那个按照所有的先知所预言的那位要来的那位。
And the law that the children of Israel had put themselves under and had broken over and over again, he came to complete.
那以色列人把自己放在律法之下,那这个律法呢,他们又是一遍一遍的违反,但是主现在来了,他要成全这律法。The
Lord Jesus could say, I delight to do thy will, O God.
主耶稣说,我来愿意遵行你的旨意。
His perfect life, fulfilling all the righteous requirements of God here on earth.
然后他的完美的,在地上完美的生命啊,是完全的就满足了神的这个律法一切的礼仪的道德的要求都满足了。
And he presented himself to the nation as the long-awaited seed of the woman, the Messiah, who was to come.
然后他向整个民族展现了，他就是那个他们盼望已久的那个弥赛亚，就是那个女人的后裔，将要来的女人的后裔。There
were a few that were waiting for him, and there were a few that believed.
那有那么一小部分人呢，他们一直都在等候，也有那么一小部分人呢，他们相信耶稣就是弥赛亚。But
the rulers of the nation, they had a different idea of the law.
但是这个国家的统治者,他们对律法就有不同的意见,不同的看法。They
had changed the law to suit themselves.
他把律法改了,为了适应他自己的需要。They
had come and they thought that they were keeping the law.
然后他们觉得他们守住了律法。In
Romans chapter 10,
我们看罗马书的十章。Romans
chapter 10 verse 3.
第三节。
We read, For they, that is the Jews, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
十章三节罗马书,因为不知道神的义,这里面说的就是犹太人呢。 犹太这些官,因为不知道神的意,想要立自己的意,就不服神的意了。They
thought that they could keep the law because they had changed the law, so it had no effect.
因为他们觉得他们可以守住这个律法,因为他们已经把律法改了,所以这个改了的律法已经没有效果了。They
had so diluted the requirements of the law and changed it to suit themselves, so they were proud then. They were established their own righteousness.
他们把这个律法的要求已经稀释了，然后他们也调整了，改变了这个律法，适应他们自己的要求，所以他们现在就建立了自己的义，他们觉得他们守住了律法。But
the one who had fulfilled the law in himself, whom God could say, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
那这位真正守权律法的人呢，神对他的夸赞就是，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。And
the Lord long ago had said, Oh, about the children of Israel, Oh, that they might have a heart, that they might obey my commandments.
我们刚才读到，在很久以前，神就对以色列人说，哦，我是多么盼望他们有着敬畏的心呢，能够愿意遵守我的这个诫命啊。
Here was the one man who had the heart to follow God's commandments.
那现在终于有这么一个人来，他的心呢，就是愿意顺服神的律法。
And in verse 4 we read, For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
我们再看这个罗马书的十章四节，律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
And it's not simply by faith in Christ who kept the law, who died for our sins, and by faith in him, the law has no more effect upon us.
所以基督呢行权的律法，而且他为我们的罪死了，我们单单凭着相信他，这个律法的咒诅就在我们身上就解除了，律法对我们就不定罪了。
So the Jews, though, they did not learn the lesson of the law. They were under a curse.
那犹太人呢，他们是没有学到这个律法要本来要教给他们的功课，他们现在是把自己放在了咒诅之下的。
And so they rejected the very promise of Abraham, of his seed that would come to be a blessing to the world.
所以他们就拒绝了神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许啊，这个应许就是将来你的后裔啊，要来这个地上祝福地上的人。
Instead, they remain under the curse.
相反，他们现在依然还在咒诅之中。
So they rejected him and crucified our Lord.
所以他们拒绝了主耶稣，并把他钉了十字架。
God finally had to bring very severe judgment upon them.
然后最后呢，神呢，不得不，降下这个极其严重的这个审判呢，降到这个犹太人身上。
The Lord wept over Jerusalem on his last week on earth.
那主耶稣在地上最后的一周的时候啊，他为耶路撒冷哭泣啊。
And he cried out earlier, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets.
然后主耶稣说，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你杀害先知的城啊。
He said, Your house is left to you desolate.
他说你的家呀、啊、必变为荒场啊。
And so God had to bring judgment.We read in Luke chapter 21.
所以神必须要降下审判。我们看路加福音的二十一章。
Luke chapter 21 and read verse 20.
二十一章的二十节。
The Lord is warning the disciples.
这里是主在警告他的门徒们。
Those in Jerusalem in particular.
特别是那些在耶路撒冷的门徒们。
When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near.
你们看见耶路撒冷被兵围困，就可知道它成荒场的日子近了。
Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those...who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles,Until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
我们读二十一到二十四节、啊、那时在犹太的应当逃到山上，在城里的应当出来，在乡下的不要进城，因为这是报应的日子，使经上所写的都得应验。当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了，因为将有大灾难降在这地方，也有震怒临到这百姓，他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去。耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
Now this portion here is only recorded in Luke. It is not speaking of the day of the Lord when the Lord comes the second time. There's no mention of his coming the second time.
那这一段呢是唯独记载在路加福音，这里面指的呢不是主耶稣第二次再来的时候，因为这里完全没有提到主再来这件事。
Verses 24 and 25 prove that for us.
然后24和25节呢向我们证明了。
there are going to be at the great tribulation, the nation is going to, at the end of the tribulation, the scattered tribes of Israel are going to be gathered back into the land, not led captive out of the land.
因为在 大灾难的时候呢，这个散住在世界各地的犹太人呢，要回到耶路撒冷，而不是让他们从耶路撒冷出去。
And then it goes on to say, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
而且24节说，他说耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
We're still in the times of the Gentiles now.
我们现在依然在外邦人的这个时代里面。
Even though the Jew is back in the land, he cannot go on to the Temple Mount and pray. The Gentiles, the Muslims, own that property, that real estate on top, and they are trampling it down, as it were, even to this day.
那即使今天啊，也陆陆续续的以色列人都回到以色列了，但是呢，这个圣殿山这块地方呢，他们依然不能上去祷告，因为那个地方依然，这块地方的所有权依然属于外邦人，所以依然是在这里说的，就是他们耶路撒冷还在被外邦人践踏。
And in verse 20, when we read there that Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, that means the time in the past history when Titus, the Roman general, came down out of from Caesarea with his army and surrounded Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was taken in 70 AD.
So
this has been historically fulfilled. That was the judgment, the final judgment when not the complete final judgment, but the judgment on Israel for rejecting their Messiah, the seed of the woman.
所以刚才我们读的这一段呢，是已经在历史上已经应验了的。那这个是给以色列人的审判，审判是因为他们钉死了弥赛亚这件事情，神给他们的审判，虽然不是终极的那个审判。
Now a historical note is that when Titus destroyed the city, it killed, there were about 1 million people apparently died. There wasn't one Christian in the city. They had all fled. They had heard that they had read this scripture and had fled out of Jerusalem before the Romans conquered that city.
那历史曾经，历史记载啊，就是提多将军后来攻占了耶路撒冷，进城了以后呢，杀了大约100万人，但是其中呢没有一个基督徒，因为基督徒他们都读了这一段经文以后呢，他在这个提多将军最终占领耶路撒冷之前，攻占之前呢，他们都已经逃出城去了。So
what purpose really then does the law serve if it can't produce righteousness? What can it do?
那律法既然不能使我们称义，那它的目的到底是什么呢？
Turn with me to Romans chapter 3.
我们看罗马书的3章。
And verse 19.
19节。
For we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
19和22节，我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的。 好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。So
the law for us today is not to, for salvation, to keep the law, but is to convict us of our sin.
所以对我们来说，今天对我们来说，律法不是使我们得救的，而是它是使我们知罪的。
And Galatians chapter 3 and verse 24.
再看加拉太书的三章二十四节。
Galatians 3:24. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith.
这样律法这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
So the law is our instructor, making us realize we can never keep the law to please God. We're going to fail. But it's to make our, it's to make us see our need of Christ.
所以律法是我们的一个教师，他是我们训蒙的师父，他告诉我们呢，我们让我们自己看见，我们靠着自己是不能得神的喜悦的。他把我们带，他给我们里面产生一个需要，让我们知道我们需要基督。
The children of Israel, they didn't learn that lesson.
但是很可惜啊，以色列民呢，他们没有学会这个功课。
But they will in a coming day.
但是将来有一天呢，他们会学明白的，会明白的。
Every dispensation ends with grace.
然后每一个时代呢，都是以神的恩典结束的。
And the God...Where is grace here?
在这个时代神的恩典体现在哪里呢？
Well, the gospel, the good news that was preached to the Jew first.
那就是福音啊，这个好消息啊，是首先是传给犹太人的。
And God waited a whole generation before he destroyed Jerusalem.
而且神呢也等等了也足足等了一代人以后，他才毁灭了耶路撒冷。
37 years, the gospel was preached all over the world to the Jew first, before he destroyed Jerusalem.
所以在神毁灭耶路撒冷之前呢，长达37年，这个福音是传给世界各地的犹太人的。
And that'll be the subject of next week's lesson.
那这是我们下一讲的课题了。
This new dispensation that arose out of the failure of the law, the gospel of the grace of God.
那就是在律法的失败的这个起点上兴起的一个新的时代，那就是神恩典的时代。
Mr. Summers, I'm sorry I've left you much time, but take a little bit anyway, just to close in prayer or to give us a final word.
好，我们现在请哈尔德长老给我们总结一下，并做最后的祷告。
Yes, I have very, very little to add to what was said. I do find this interesting, though, that the law, the dispensation of law in the Bible, really carries on for most of the Bible. It was introduced in the days of Moses.And it carries on through the end of the book of Malachi. So most of the Bible is devoted to the subject of the law. And the question would be, why? And the answer is because mankind has a basic problem. We tend to believe that we don't need God.We tend to think we're pretty good. Sorry, Yanling.
好，我只有一点要补充啊。我发现呢，这个圣经里有一个有趣的现象，就是这个律法啊，占据了我们圣经绝大部分的篇幅，就从出埃及记一直到马拉基，这么长的篇幅全部都在讲律法。那就有一个问题了，就是为什么会这样呢？因为神就是通过这个告诉我们，我们人总有一个倾向，就是我们觉得自己不需要神，我们觉得我们自己能够靠着行律法得神的喜悦，我们靠自己可以，我们有这样的一个倾向。
And so it's good for us to read and to reread and to re-re-read the Old Testament because it proves that we need the grace of God. We can't keep the law any more than they did.
所以呢，这对我们有一个很好的好处呢，就是我们一遍一遍又一遍的读这个旧约的内容呢，它就 再三的告诉我们，我们和那时候的以色列人是一样的，我们是没有办法行权律法的，我们是需要神的恩典的。
So if you like, it's the Old Testament that makes the New Testament so wonderful and exciting.
嗯，所以正是因为有了旧约，才使这个新约变得让人如此的兴奋，如此的美好。
The Old Testament says we can't do it.
嗯，那旧约告诉我们，我们做不了。
The New Testament says, if we believe Jesus, then he will do it for us. Hallelujah.
然后新约告诉我们，如果我们信靠耶稣基督的话，他会替我们做成的。哈利路亚，赞美神。
So, let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经感谢你。
We recognize that it's written to us.Because it focuses so clearly on our need.
主，我们知道圣经都是写给我们的，因为它如此清楚地把重点放在我们的需要上面。
And each of us, Lord, tend to be sufficiently independent to say, well, I think I could do that.
因为每一个人呢，都觉得自己可以自给自足，不需要神，他们都觉得我自己可以做到的。
But our Lord Jesus said in the New Testament,Without me, you can do nothing.
但是主耶稣在新约里面说，他说你们离了我什么也做不了。
And so the dispensation of law has taught us that that is true. We can't do it, but praise the Lord Jesus can.
所以律法时代也告诉我们，真的，我们真的做不了，但是感谢主，神可以。
And so, Lord, we thank you for the delightful words of the Lord Jesus when he said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish as you would under the law, but have everlasting life.
主啊，我们真的感恩主，主耶稣亲口说，他说在约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。灭亡是因为我们行不全律法而灭亡，反得永生。
Today we give thanks for the grace of our God.
主，我们今天为我们的神的恩典感恩。
And we pray and offer our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这样的祷告和感恩是奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen. 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 Amen.